In Boston on the 4th of July, I never venture near the Esplanade for the Boston Pops Orchestra concert and accompanying fireworks on the Charles River. The crowd and the kitsch in overwhelming volumes are turnoffs as strong as smelling salts. An expatriate in Paris for hardly 36 hours, I was somehow drawn to visit an honorary patch of America. I expected to pass through there quickly, then find a cafe nearby for a celebratory refreshment. Place des États-Unis is in the northwest quadrant of the city. On a good-sized map, it is an unremarkable dime-thin green chip, un parc de poche, planted south of the Arc de Triomphe, midway to the Seine. The still-high mid-afternoon sun in a cloudless blue sky illuminated the scene in spite of the surrounding buildings as Place des États-Unis emerged ahead of me on Rue Galilée. A number of figures in olive and navy blue uniforms were clutched around a monument. White, blue, red, and gold colors of various flags all at once became distinct. I quickened my pace. The commemorators were American and French veterans, most rather elderly. Lookers-on included a pair of gangling teenagers who wore brown vests that identified them as members of USA Girl Scouts overseas. Discreet but obvious, soldiers in full kit and holding automatic weapons observed as well. A recording of La Marseillaise now played. What a pleasure I had to mumble the words that I still remembered of the French national anthem. Aux armes citoyens, formez vos bataillons, marchons, marchons. A French army soldier in dress uniform, black kepi and white gloves, tipped his head and saluted toward the sky. I recognized the Marquis de Lafayette and General George Washington looming there. They hold each other forever in a firm handshake. The Star-Spangled Banner came next. I admit, I put my hand over my heart.